All right, so today I'm going to be doing the movie Hook with Robin Williams, Dennis Hoffman, a bunch of other people I probably totally forgot about. The movie came out in 1991. I've been thinking about doing this movie for a little while, and I'm pretty sure that we're going to discover some pedophile vibes in this. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure, man, this thing was a little bit creepier than we think. I hope it's not. Hope it's not Peter. But it's not looking good. At least in my mind. So it starts off immediately with, like, you know, I don't ever want to become a man. Yuck. And they're talking about, like, giving each other kisses and everything. So it's very anti, like, hey man, we don't want to get into all that sexual stuff. Like, you know, that's where people get corrupt, man. That's where you fucking go down. And we don't stand for that. I don't know. Let's see where this goes. Kind of seems like they're saying, hey, we don't want to grow up, yuck, because when you grow up, all you're thinking about is sex. And that's kind of true. So the movie starts off with a Little League game. And I gotta say, man, like, maybe I'm just trying to pre-paint this picture and I need to get out of this headspace, but Little League, kids games and stuff like that just has the pedo vibe to begin with. So, putting it out there, man. There's something creepy. I don't know. I'm kind of rooting for Peter here, because they go to this house, Liza, and the mom's from there. They're in England. I already know where the movie goes, and if you've seen it before, which is the whole point of all this, is it worth watching again and everything? Like, they should know that, you know, like, hey, kid. Kids tend to go missing from this house, man, and they go to another place. Like, I'll tell you what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting that Peter Pan, who is Robin Williams, I'm rooting that he is like the guy from Taken, you know, and that he's like, fuck this. I'm not standing for this shit. This happened to me. It will never happen to another motherfucker again. I shouldn't be cussing like that, but get a little worked up about that. So I'm just now remembering, Wendy comes down the stairs and she's old as can be. And she's super old. And I'm now putting together that apparently Peter Pan is banging her presumably great-granddaughter. Okay. So Wendy's opening up an orphanage house. She's got a string of these houses. Now, they're going to go to bed tonight, I'm guessing. If I remember this movie correctly, they're going to go to bed tonight and they're going to get kidnapped. And Wendy, this is her house. So how long has she been running this ring? I don't know. Plot thickens. Okay, so Robin Williams' kid, which I don't know what the hell happened to this kid, because he was in everything, I feel like, when I was younger, like in the 90s and everything. Wendy, he tells Wendy, like, oh, my dad comes into these corporations, and if there's any resistance, he blows them out of the water. And she's like, so, Peter, you became a pirate, and gives him this odd look. I heard this theory, I think it was on, like, Instagram or something like that, where the person was like, the pirates are actually the good guys, because they don't kidnap kids. They don't, it doesn't even seem like they want the kids on wherever Neverland is and everything. But Wendy's the one sending them there and everything. So, let's see if there's some truth to this. See, now Wendy has the two kids alone in the room. She built a little tent there and everything like that. And Jack's standing by the open window, even though it's in the middle of the winter in England. It kind of feels like she's grooming these kids, if I'm using this term correctly. Like, she's showing them, like, you know, hey, you know what fairies are? Oh yeah, that's where I was standing basically when I got kidnapped and everything. Like, kind of being like, hey, this is gonna happen and I think you should be okay with it, because it's happening one way or another. So Peter Pan was just at a conference in congratulations to Wendy. And it said all, like, you know, everybody was for sick kids or something like that, or orphans, whatever. And it said how many, you know, oh, she's opened up all these, she's helped out all these orphans, got them all homes and everything. And they all get up and had a creepy vibe to it, man. And then they show back to her house, and while she's getting celebrated at this place, and they're bringing out some cake or something like that, being like, hey, we just got this new institute, this big ass building and everything, you'll be able to, you know, kidnap even more kids than ever. And now Peter Pan's kids are about to get kidnapped. So now they have Noodles in here, who definitely is going through PTSD. You know, he's talking about Hook, telling Peter that you gotta fly, you gotta do all this stuff. Wendy passes out. And there's a letter from Captain Hook. Detectives are looking into it. The plot thickens even further, folks. Peter's suffering from what I hear is suppressed memories, apparently, because he doesn't remember being Peter freaking Pan. Wendy's about to drop some knowledge, which would kind of indicate that, hey, she's trying to get these kids back. Like, maybe she used to run a pedo ring and she's trying to make up for it or something. Maybe she wasn't involved. Who knows? I don't know. Wendy's telling Peter, she finally drops the bomb on him. Hey, you're Peter Pan, dude. You need to remember this shit. You need to go back. You need to get back there. So maybe her hand was forced in this or something like that. Maybe, I don't know. Now, Tinkerbell's flying into the building, who's also Julia Roberts. I don't know, man. Maybe she didn't have anything to do with it. Who knows? So apparently, pixies or fairies can carry like 100 times their weight, because Julia Roberts, being Tink, just carries Peter Pan into outer space. She's like 4 inches tall. He's probably like 200 pounds. I don't know what. She probably weighs like not even a pound. Whatever the math is there. Fairies are pretty fucking strong. Don't mess with them. Why would she drop him off with the pirates, though? That's exactly where she landed him. Now they're about to introduce Hook. Did he have something to do with this kidnapping? I don't know. The argument's not looking too great for Hook, because he waited 40 years to kidnap Peter Pan's kids. That's kind of creepy. Apparently somebody on board doubted that Hook in 40 years could kidnap two kids from Peter Pan. And now he's getting put into a box with scorpions. And they're raising up the kids. Hook kidnapped the kids. The facts are there, folks. Captain Hook was not impressed with Peter Pan. But he was scarred exactly where he was, with something to do with Tiger Lily. Pretty sure that the dude that impregnated Melissa Etheridge is in this movie. I don't know what his name is. I don't really know who Melissa Etheridge is, but for some reason I know that. Peter Pan, all he has to do is reach out to his kids. And he's looking like a real bitch. Well, folks, turns out Peter Pan's a bitch. He didn't even reach out for his kids. He just gave up. He's a punk and a poser. His kids deserved to get kidnapped. Tink, a.k.a. Julia Roberts, is making an argument to Dustin Hoffman, a.k.a. Hook, that, hey, you give me 1 week, I'll put him into shape. And he'll come back here, and you'll get the war of your life that you've always been looking for. He gets 3 days, and they're going to have a war. Now a bunch of mermaids are making out with him and giving him air, when it seems more reasonable that they would just bring him up to the surface where he could actually breathe on his own. Fair warning, the CGI in this, if it's even called that at this time, is absolute dog shit. Here we go, one of the coolest parts of the movie. Well, from what I remember from 1991. Rufio! Rufio. So Peter Pan's getting roughed up by a bunch of 10 to 13-year-old kids. I think I could probably take like 5 or 6 13-year-old kids at the same time. He's kind of looking like a bitch. Nobody thinks he's Peter Pan. This little kid takes off his eyeglasses. Kid's probably like 6. I'm horrible with ages on kids. I don't have any, so I don't know. Could be 23 for all I know. Squeezing his face. I don't know what's going on. Everybody seems to be amazed by him. I think this might be Rafiki. There you are, Peter. Well, Rufio drew a line in the sand and said, "Hey, anybody thinks he ain't him? Come over to this side." Now everybody believes it's him. They saw his smile or something like that, I don't know. Something in his complexion. You're the white guy that was promised. So Captain Hook is talking to Spee and he's thinking about killing himself. And he's like, "Don't try to stop me, Spee. Spee, don't you dare try to stop me. Spee, don't try to... Spee, get over your hair and try to stop me." So maybe he was thinking about, like, you know, ending it because he was like, "Man, I gotta stop this pedo ring. This has to end someplace. This has been going on too fucking long. I'm not gonna keep sending women or all these kids to..." And he gets from Wendy and he brings over here and sends back. This has got to end someplace, man. I can't live with this anymore. Who's the good guy? Now Pan's beginning his training with Rufio. Don't think this is going to be anything like Rocky. One happy thought is all it takes to make you fly. And it does not work out well for him. Belly flop. So belly flop is what you're going for. 10 out of 10. Hook's trying to win over the kids.
Jack, you're a liar.
And he's like, "Oh, they don't want you to stay up late. They don't want you to do all this stuff. They don't want you to look at porn. I think you should look at as much porn as you want." He didn't say that, but you know what he's getting at. So now Hook sits here and tells them all this stuff about how your kids were happier before, or your parents were happier before they had kids and everything like that. And he tells Jack, he's like, well, to the girl, he's like, "He didn't come to your play." And then to Jack, he's like, "He missed the most important game of your life. That little league game in the very beginning of the movie." Where did he get that information, folks? What would be Captain James Hook's only connection to the real world? Wendy's been sending him fucking information, man. Now we're getting to the best part of the movie. So Peter Pan's obviously starving. They lay out the whole, you know, table and everything like that. They got all these plates there. They're steaming and everything like that. Oh my God, this is gonna be such good food. So much food, such good food. It's finally time to eat. Protein, baby. Builds muscle. They open up them lids, and there ain't nothing in there. What the hell is going on? Rufio and Peter Pan are getting into a exchange of words, if you will. Peter Pan can't imagine, man. All these plates are empty. Man, I'm starting to get... I don't know, man. They're doing, like, you know, one of those... Who's that kid? Nick Cannon? Like, whatever show he has, they're going after each other. That's a paramecium! Oh, he's starting to believe. He's starting to believe. I got a feeling, man. I got a feeling. He's gonna see some food. Pan's about to eat. Oh? Scooping into an empty plate? Suck on a dead dog's nose. Boom! He hits him with some multiple colored slop. He believes. He believes. This is my favorite and most creepy part of this movie. It's about to happen. Now Peter Pan sees all the food that's been in front of him the whole time. All this meat. I'm guessing that this is like a vegetarian's wet dream. Like, no animal had to apparently die for any of this shit. We got a lot of tomatoes, some pomegranates, cheese. That's the best part right there. You're doing it, Peter. You're playing with us. I don't know, man. Maybe Peter's the bad guy. Playing with all these kids? It's fucked up, man. Rufio, in a fit of anger slash rage, threw a coconut at him. He was totally unaware standing on the table. Tink said, "Pan, look out." Somebody threw him a sword and just chopped it in half. This motherfucker's starting to believe. And you know what? I'm starting to believe too. Now a little chubby kid talking about noodles. The kid, if you remember back then, who's a grown man that had PTSD. He's like, "Noodle lost his marbles, man. You know what? I got his marbles." They're laughing about how he lost his mind. So funny. By the way, this whole movie, the entire time that they're training and like where the Lost Boys are and everything is like 6 football fields away from where the Pirates are. So it's like they can just go there at any time. So now Captain Hook is making Jack smash a bunch of clocks. Make time stand still. Jack's like, "Dude, you were never there for me. Never doing anything for me." Get over it, kid, man. You had a shitty dad. Happens to the best of us. Somehow all the Pirates learned the basics of baseball and sewed up and created baseball outfits just for Jack. So that they could twist Peter Pan's kid's mind into staying in Neverland. And this is the one game that Peter Pan showed up for. So some guys tried to steal base and got shot for it. And then Captain Hook was like, "No, we're playing this by Jack's rules." And Jack was unfazed by a man dying right in front of him. So he's already becoming just numb to the world. But then they start chanting, "Run home, Jack, run home, Jack," which is what Maggie said to him. You got to remember everything. And then they switched it up and it was home run, Jack. And Jack was like, "Oh, yeah, I forgot about all that shit. I don't care about Maggie anymore." Smee throws a pitch and Jack hits it to the motherfucking moon. The crowd goes wild. Hook accepts him as his own. Peter Pan's in dismay as he says, "That's my kid. What the fuck? That's my kid." Peter Pan quits on everybody like the bitch he is. Walks off. Says, "I can't take this. I don't give a fuck. Maybe he was better off with the pirates." Peter Pan goes back to the island to train harder. Decides he needs to fly. Gets hit in the head by Jack's baseball. Because time and space don't work correctly over there. Ball falls into the water and he sees himself as a younger version of him. I think he's starting to believe. This could be the beginning of the end for Captain James Hook. Oh, Peter Pan sees a shadow. Shadow's always been a menace in Peter Pan's life. Peter Pan's shadow leads him into some dark dungeon where Tinkerbell is all dressed up, ready to get down, maybe. She can't have sex with a normal human. I mean, she's like 4 inches tall. Unless if he used to have like a micro penis or something. I don't know where this is going. Peter Pan finally remembers. He found the thimble that for some reason symbolizes a kiss. Now he's going through everything. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I don't remember this, 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 that, 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 that. She slept here. Yep, she slept here on a rock. Your apartment's right here. Yeah, a shitty ass apartment right here in the ghetto. Right here. John. John's bear. They don't mention much about John. I'm guessing he died. Peter Pan finally remembers his mother, and then she's talking to a lady about how he's going to get her to Oxford and be judge or some shit. And a strong gust sends this little baby down a hill. Like, he just went down a hill in this, what the fuck is that called, carriage or something like that. Whatever carries the little baby and everything. Goes down a tiny little hill. Falls over. The baby's, you know, laying in the middle of the ground. Probably concussed. Nobody fucking looks for him. He was probably like within eyesight of him and everything. Like, he couldn't have been that far away. How big was this fucking hill? Mom's like, yeah, too far for me. Guess I'm going back. And then Tinkerbell comes and kidnaps him and... he becomes Peter Pan. Then he starts coming into other people's rooms. Middle of the night. Leaving windows open in Europe is apparently a thing. Chases his shadow. Catches it. Falls on his ass. Starts crying like a bitch. Wendy's right there. Looks like Gwyneth Paltrow. That is Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow's in this fucking movie. Came back for Gwyneth Paltrow. That's what you came back for, you perv. Wendy kept getting older and older. He became less interested. And then all of a sudden she was old as shit. I can't come with you. My hip can't take it this time, Peter. I'm not as flexible as I used to be. So Wendy's been banging Peter for like 40, shit, more than that. Probably like 60 years or something like that. And then Peter's like, you know what? I'm going to start banging your granddaughter. And he says, I think I'm going to stay here and bang her forever. And Julie Roberts is like, man, that's fucked up. You're right. Now, somehow in between Peter being like, you know, probably like maybe 13 and having a kid, he goes from 13 to like 47. Maybe it was an issue with her ovaries. Either way, discovering all this shit and everything like that, he realized, oh, my kids. That's what gets me and everything. And now he's flying like a motherfucker. Pan found the ability to fly and immediately embarrassed Rufio. Peter Pan faces off with Rufio, draws a line in the sand. Everybody goes on the other side of it. And then for some reason he makes a... the fuck kind of bird does that? Is that a rooster? Rooster sound? So apparently in all the mix-up of Peter Pan becoming Peter Pan again, he totally forgot that he has two fucking kids on this island. Oh, shit. And Julia Roberts exploded into a full-blown woman who's way hotter than Peter Pan's actual wife. Tink finally got her dream come true, which was to be big enough to actually be banged by Peter Pan, apparently. And she's taking her shot. And then Peter Pan realizes he's married. I don't think this is going to go over well for Tink. And then Tink tells him to go save his kids and everything like that, and she gets small again, unbangable again. Now they're getting ready for battle. Pan's gonna get his kids back.
Get back.
How did you ever manage to fit into those smashing tights again, Peter?
Now Peter Pan shows up ready to fight Captain Hook. Unexplainably, he got the tights and everything. Apparently Jack also forgot about Peter Pan. Peter Pan couldn't take out 5 13-year-olds, but he's taking on 20 freaking 40-year-olds. Now it's an all-out war, and all the Lost Boys are fighting against pirates, so it's a bunch of 13-year-olds against a bunch of grown-ass men. They're about to shoot what seems like a bunch of eggs at them. Here we go. Oh, shining light. They all had reflectors underneath their shields. They're blinded. They can't see shit. Now they're going to shoot a bunch of eggs at them. A massive amount of eggs. Oh, those are marbles. Now the really fat kid grabs his ankles, rolls into a ball, and knocks out like 6 of them. This is the best part. Rufio is coming up to challenge Hook. Rufio. Smee's stuffing jewelry down his pants. So a bunch of 12-year-olds, this number keeps getting lower as I watch it, are just whooping all of these like grown-ass men's asses. They all surrender. Rufio's fighting Hook. Here comes one of the good parts. Uh-oh. Just took his knife away. Looky, looky, I got Hooky. Oh! Just stabbed him through the chest. There can be only one. It's like Highlander. Peter Pan's pissed. He found his balls.
Are you ready for me, Peter?
I remember you being taller.
Dad?
I want to go home. Hook's not gonna let it end like that. Captain Hook finally tells him, like, dude, I'll hunt your kids. This is happening. Peter Pan says, you got me. I remember you being a lot bigger. To a 10-year-old, I'm huge. another great part of it. He's almost beaten, and then everybody tells him, "I believe in you, I believe in you." After Hook was like, "Dude, you're just a drunk, man. You're just a shitty dad." Now he's got two swords, and he gives Hook back his other one. And he's about to cut him. Because he's a cheater. Peter Pan disarms him, takes off his wig, embarrasses him in front of a bunch of children. His daughter keeps telling him he's just a mean old man without a mommy and everything like that. Like, where the fuck is your mom in this whole fucking thing? She ain't in Never Never Land. Where's she been this whole damn time? She didn't learn to fly. She didn't go through all this training and all this bullshit. Of course, James Hook double crosses him again. He's about to kill him with the hook. Tink steps in the way, puts it in the gut of the gator. Some kind of green gas comes out. Trips. Uh-oh, now that gator that took his hand? I don't know if it was ever dead or if it's just been sitting in place. Either way, it falls on him. And he gets eaten by it. And it burps. So after Pan beats them, run around celebrating, and they see this kid standing there, and he's like, "I gotta go back home. I gotta be a dick again." And then they're like, think of a happy thought, and the girl's like, "Mommy! What the fuck, man?" That's the thing, like, dads can't get shit. Where's your mom been? Rufio didn't die for your mom? So Peter Pan decides to leave, and he's about to leave somebody in charge, and he picks a slightly overweight child to be in charge. Doesn't seem like the best decision making that you could give. Now Peter Pan flies back to Wendy's, you know, mansion, her Epstein Island, and I think that there's been theories that they were both against each other. I think Wendy and Hook were in cahoots with each other, and she was ringing in these people, you know, grooming them and everything like that, and then Captain Hook would come and steal them, and then they'd be on the island together and everything, and just keep that going. But if I'm correct about the way this ends, I think Peter had to be the child that broke it. Now the mom, Wendy's granddaughter, sees her kids in their beds and everything, probably thinks she's having a psychotic episode and that was all made up in her head. Wendy comes in. Let's see how this goes. All the kids, they both wake up, and then Wendy's like, "Oh my gosh, you're back here." Or whatever, Mora. Wendy's kind of like, "Peter Pan, you better not fuck this up for me." Peter Pan wakes up underneath a fucking rock for some reason, statue of himself. Then he wakes up from the statue, and Tinkerbell's up there, and she's like, "Hey, you ever want to come back to Neverland? I can grow up again and bang you." And he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to stick with Earth Pussy." Now Peter Pan comes back and he's super dead. Looks at his wife. He's like, "I'm totally going to bang the shit out of you. We're going to have three kids now. No chance I'm pulling out. Phone's ringing. Throws probably quits his multi-million dollar job. That's great. Wendy has no use for you anymore because you're not a big donor. Noodles with the PTSD comes in. Peter's like, don't worry, buddy. I got your marbles, buddy. Wendy, accepting defeat, realizes that her pedo ring is finally on the crumble. Peter Pan is the better man. Seems like Peter Pan forgives her, which is kind of fucked up. Noodles goes on to Never Never Land to continue her reign or something. I don't really know what the plot of this movie was. So, in conclusion, I didn't realize that movie was directed by Steven Spielberg, but I really have no freaking idea what the concept of that was. I don't know if Peter Pan was like Liam Neeson trying to shut down a pedo ring, or if maybe it was just an innocent story. Maybe just Captain Hook was a confused old man who liked fighting children. Which, I mean, I guess if you don't know how to fight, fighting children would be the way to go. I would rather fight a child than a grown-ass man. So, from a tactical standpoint, it does make sense. Maybe he was just a military genius. Picked his fights very well. But, definitely rewatchable. I'd probably get it out of 10, like, you know, holding up to, like, modern times and everything. If you were watching it with, like, kids or something like that, you know, it's worth a while. You're gonna watch it as an adult. Nah, just pass, man. There's other shit to watch. Take it easy.